Yep.
Okay. Right, good evening, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us for the annual parish meeting to be held on Monday the 15th of June 2020 at 7:30 p.m. Thank you all for attending. I think we'll, as we've got quite a long agenda, I think we need to move through it as quickly as possible. We'll try and keep pace with things, and please, if anybody puts their hands up as meetings to ask questions or anything, give Claire and I a chance to actually pick you out, so you won't be overlooked, but you might not necessarily get picked in turn. Anyway, I think the first agenda item is PC001-20 to receive nominations and to elect the chair of the parish council. Can I have any nominations, please, for the chair?
I nominate Councillor Clark.
Is there any other nominations? Can I have a, if there's no other nominations, could I have a seconder for that, please?
Yeah, I'm quite happy to second that one. Although, Chair, just for completeness, at the previous meetings, the clerk declared that there was no legal requirement. In fact, there was a legal not requirement, as it were, to re-elect parish council members this year, just for the purposes of the recording and the minutes. Can we have an explanation as to why we're now going through a voting process?
Yes, I'll just take 30 seconds to explain that. I'm more than happy to sit and stand as chair again, but although I have the right to run this through to 2021, I prefer personally to know that I have the support of the parish council, as opposed to just taking it for granted and doing it for another year without necessarily asking anybody if they are comfortable with me still doing the role and they're satisfied that I'm doing it in the way that they feel comfortable with. That's just purely and simply my choice. And that's why I put this forward and I put this proposals forward.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Can I have a seconder? Sorry, Ian. All those in favour? Okay, hi Steve, good evening.
Apologies for not being late.
Okay, we've just voted on the election of the chair for the parish council, PC001/20, and I believe it was carried, if that's okay.
Sorry, can I take the vote again? Was that unanimous?
Vote for whom?
Councillor Clark. Sorry.
So that.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Inanis. I do recognise under PC002, I did plonk you into the same situation, Ian, but I was hoping you'd be along the same lines as me. So if you're comfortable, you can actually stay as you are right the way through, or if you're happy to go with the vote, I can deal with that now.
I'm quite happy to put it to the vote. I'm also quite happy to stand again.
Okay, well, I would like to propose the Vice Chair, Ian Cowley. Can I have a seconder, please?
Thank you.
Councillor Kilmurray, all those in favour?
Thank you.
I think that's unanimous.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for that. And I hope you guys and ladies actually appreciate the rationale behind that. Now, to move on, PC003/20, to receive and approve apologies for absence. Did we receive any, Madam Clerk?
No, we've received no apologies.
Okay, well, hopefully we will. I think we're just missing one councillor at the moment, isn't it?
No, we're all in. Everyone's in.
I didn't see Richenda come in. Is Richenda
in? Yeah.
Okay, I apologise. Sorry, I'm not looking at the full list of things. Okay, we can move on. PC004. To receive any declarations of interest and dispensations. I do believe you have been advised of some, if you would like to take over there, Madam Assistant Clerk.
I've received two requests for dispensations from Councillor Travis and Councillor Kilmurray, both in relation to PC 01820 as directors of the Hub. So I've granted dispensation for them to participate in the discussion, but obviously not vote.
Okay, thank you very much for that, and that's duly noted. So if there's nothing else under PC004, we'll move on to PC005/20, Chair's announcements. Well, there's nothing really other than I'm glad to see you all here and you're all safe. And thank you very much indeed for attending the meeting. Just one small note, point of action. I understand our County Councillor Susan van der Ven will be joining us midway through this meeting, but she is in between three meetings, I believe, tonight. So as soon as she joins us, we will, as the next item, take the District Councillor and County Councillor's notations and slot them in. And so that means County Councillor van der Ven can then leave the meeting. So it will be slightly out of sync a little bit once she joins, but we will trundle through. Next one on is PC006 to approve the minutes of the Parish Council meeting of 27th of May 2020. Madam Clerk, did you receive any queries or questions?
No, I haven't had any comments on the minutes.
Okay, so on the basis of that, can I have a proposer for those minutes, please? That's Councillor Cowley and a seconder. Councillor Barnes, all those in favour of accepting the minutes? It looks to me as if that's unanimous.
Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Okay, now to pass over to Madam Assistant Clerk, PC00720, to report back on the minutes of the Parish Council meeting on the 27th of May. Do you have anything to report back?
There isn't actually anything to report back on these minutes. It was primarily the grants award. So the grants have been, all the grants that were awarded have been paid out. That's really all there is to report.
Okay, thank you very much. Moving on to PC008/20 to receive the clerk's report. Madam Clerk, is there any updates at this time?
I'm very sorry, but there isn't a clerk's report this evening. I do apologise.
It's absolutely fine. I think under the circumstances, we'd have been surprised if there had been one. Okay. Is the pace all right, Madam Clerk, that I'm going at the moment?
Yeah, it's fine, thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. Right, now to move on. PC009/20, to appointment of standing committees. What I was going to propose here is if we go through the committees A, B, C and D, we'll ask under planning committee and then councillors wishing to be on the planning committee if they could raise their hands and so on right the way down through D. And then once we have established the committee, then at the first meeting of that committee, post this meeting, then the chair and the assistant chair, the vice chair, will be elected at that particular meeting at that time. Is that all okay? Does everybody follow that? Okay, so if I could go to PC00920A, planning.
Chair.
Sorry.
Councillor Kent.
Hi, sorry, just a quick question. I know it's all virtual at the moment, but eventually we might be doing this in person. Are the times and days probably going to stay the same? Because that's going to limit some of the committees some of us could join.
Yes. We have got in the schedules, you should have seen the times of the committees under PC01320A. The times have been identified. They're pretty much the same as they are at the moment.
Okay.
Most of the planning, finance, and planning and finance are, if I just quickly run through, are running about 7:30 at night. Generally, maintenance tends to be 9:30/10 o'clock during the day, and aid. I'm not sure when they actually run. I haven't got those on the schedule, Madam Clerk.
What's that, sorry? Maintenance?
No, MAID joint committee.
We need to reschedule the MAID meetings at the moment.
Okay, so what we have got is planning 7:30, finance and good governance 7:30, maintenance 9:30 in the morning. And then when we come on to the standing working parties, they will be defined and detailed outside of this so they can be mutually agreed. They don't have to be because they're not committee meetings.
Okay, thank you.
Is that all right, Councillor Kent?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. If I could move back to then planning, could those members of the council that wish to be on the planning committee meeting please raise their hands?
Sorry.
I'm not seeing them all right. I see that as Councillor Cowley, Councillor Wilson, Councillor Kent, Councillor Kilmurray, myself, Councillor Hart, Councillor Buxton.
That's fine.
I think I've got everybody there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
As stated, as the next meeting of that planning committee, then if the current chair could put nominations forward, etc., and then establish the chair and the vice chair, please. Now, moving under PC 00920B, Finance and Good Governance, maximum of 9 councillors can be on this one. Could I have people wishing to put themselves forward for Finance and Good Governance, please? That's Councillor Cowley, that's myself, Councillor Kilmurray, and just moving along the line, Councillor Hart. That seems to be it. Have I missed anybody on that one?
Councillor Barnes, yeah, thank you.
Sorry, Rebecca, I do apologise. I'm sliding the thing along the top of the page here. Councillor Barnes. Okay, and the same applies as A.
Chair, may I suggest that you use gallery view instead of speaker view in Zoom? If you press Alt and F2.
Oh dear, I'm going to lose the meeting if I do that. I'm sure I will.
Alternatively, if you go to the top right of the screen.
Yeah, and pull the box.
No, just a button there that says gallery view.
I've got it. Yeah, I did. Thank you, Councillor Kilmurray. I appreciate that. Thank you, and thanks, Councillor Cowley. Right, moving on to C, Maintenance Committee, maximum 6 councillors. Can I have people wishing to put themselves forward for this committee? Right, we have myself, Councillor Clark, Councillor Cowley, Councillor Barnes, Councillor Baker, Councillor Wilson, and Councillor Travis, and Councillor Kilmurray.
I'm 6. I've got.
It comes to 7.
7.
Oh, I'm missing somebody. Sorry.
We have 1. Councillor Clark, Councillor Cowley, Councillor Barnes, Councillor Baker, Councillor Wilson, Councillor Travis, and Councillor Kilmurray.
Yeah, sorry, we have 7. So we have 6 vacancies on the committee for councillors.
Do we have a problem with that if we wish to go to 7?
I can step down or not step forward.
I was going to say, I sometimes because of the timing, it's been very, very difficult for me to get to a lot of those things. I don't want to leave the committee in the lurch at all, but if it's for the sake of expediency, I'm quite happy to step down from that one.
Okay. Right,
Madam Clark.
I was just going to point out that this is a daytime meeting, so if it is going to be difficult for any councillors.
Okay, I think at this time, I thank you, Councillor Wilson. Currently, if you can step down, that would be helpful.
Sure.
If you do wish to go on to the committee at some stage, I'm sure we can amend the terms, and I think that could be done. Is that correct, Councillor Travis?
I was going to ask a question of the clerk. Madam Clerk, is it possible, should the agenda or the matter under discussion require it, to, if you like, co-opt Councillor Wilson exceptionally onto the committee in order to give us help?
I'm in favour of that.
To attend a committee meeting by exception.
I guess anyone can be invited to a meeting, can't they? Yeah. To provide advice and discussion material.
Yes.
That would solve the problem then.
Yeah.
Perfect. I think that's a good solution. Thank you, Councillor Travis. So by exception and ad hoc, then Councillor Wilson will attend the meeting.
Perfect.
Things, as available. Okay, thank you for that.
Can I just add a comment to that, though, that I think that would prevent Councillor Wilson from voting on the Maintenance Committee if he isn't a member of the committee.
I think initially that would be okay, if that's all right, if I could speak for Councillor Wilson. And then if we feel it's necessary and Councillor Wilson is able to attend more meetings on a more regular basis, then we can put in a provision to actually add him and make the membership up to 7. Is that fair, Councillor Wilson?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, no problems.
Is that all right, Madam Assistant Clerk?
Thank you, yeah.
Chair.
Sure.
Okay, now moving on to item B.
Chair. Hello.
I missed someone else. Oh, sorry, Councillor Kilmurray, I do apologise.
I was going to say, it might make more sense for Councillor Wilson to be on the committee than myself. With his background and experience, I'm quite happy to come along and observe as a member of the public or indeed as a member of the council, but non-voting.
Okay, if it's a bit unusual, could I defer to the chair of that particular committee, Councillor Travis? Would that suit you?
I think I would prefer to have permanent members of the committee, assuming I'm re-elected as chair. I would prefer to have members of the committee who could attend, because we've had a history of quorum problems. Mm. And so I think if it's all right with Councillor Kilmurray, I think I would prefer him to remain as a voting member on the committee. And we can exceptionally have Councillor Wilson attend if we need his expertise.
Okay, I think you've answered the question there. So as Madam Assistant Clerk, Councillor Wilson will attend ad hoc in a lay role at this stage.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Right. Okay, any more questions on that? Nope. Okay, moving on to item D, that made joint committee, maximum of 3 Melbourne councillors. Who wishes to be put forward for that committee, please? Councillor Travis, Councillor Barnes, Councillor Hart. Okay, I think you have your 3 there. Thank you very much. Is that okay, Madam Assistant Clerk?
Yes, that's okay. Yes. If there are vacancies for 4, if there's anyone that would.
There is 4, it says maximum 3.
This made?
Mm. On the agenda, it says maximum 3.
Yeah, it says vacancies 1. I think it's 4 total.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if no one else wants to, I'll put myself forward for that then, to join that, if that's okay, if there is a space.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, now are we all set to move on? Right, PC01020, appointing of standing working parties. Now, Melbourne Futures Working Party, we need to re-establish this. And I'll be frank with you, I have it on good authority that the current chair of this, Julie Norman, will be resigning from this, and also leaving the committee will be John Regan as well. So it is thin on the ground, to say the least, and it's quite a diverse group of topics that they pick up on. So is there anybody there that would like to be considered for this? Because obviously we've got to work out terms of reference for this, and that will be being done with the retiring chair and John Regan, who used to be an ex-councillor. So is there anybody interested in joining the Futures Group, which is related to business around the village, road safety, traffic, there's all sorts of different things, and also future development. So there's quite a lot in there. It will be quite a lot. Is anybody at the moment interested, apart from me? Okay, Councillor Kilmurray. Councillor Clark, is there anybody else at the moment not wishing to join us at this stage? Okay, well, we'll leave it there at the moment, and then we'll take that forward, and that can be discussed at future meetings once we've had a chance to discuss with the retiring chair. Now, the next one, PC01020B, Website Working Party. I'm looking for loads of references here. So are there anybody, or is there anybody that would be willing to join the Website Working Party? As you've known recently, we've had a pretty awful situation with our website, and this does need to be upgraded and moved on into the 21st century. So do we have any volunteers for this committee? Councillor Baker, I'll say you first before you put your hand down.
Can I ask a question, Chair?
Yes.
Am I right in thinking that that's, as a working party, members of the public can be on that as well, yes?
Yeah.
I think that's correct, Madam Clerk, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So I might be able to put out some feelers to see if there are any people that have the relevant skills who might be interested in being part of that as well.
I think without blowing too many flags or waving too many flags here, I think Councillor Baker has got a lot of expertise in this area, which I think is going to be a good way to do things.
I won't bother with any feelers then.
No, please do. Anybody else?
Especially with social distancing, I don't want to do any feelers.
is there Go anybody on. Else wishing to put their name? Councillor Kilmurray. Okay, thank you. Anybody else at this stage? Councillor Barnes, thank you. Okay, so I think we've got a good start here. Thank you very much, all of you, for this, and good luck. And right, is that all noted, Madam Assistant Clerk?
Yes, I've got councillors Baker, Kilmurray, and Barnes have expressed interest.
Councillor Hart.
Councillor Hart,
people that you can drag in. Okay, right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Moving on to PC 01120. Now, this is just to note, there's no actions here, but it's just to note out for the purpose of the minutes, the council's liaisons on the following. We have a liaison with the Board of Trustees of John Clear Almshouses, that's point A. Point B, the Board of Trustees of Martin's Charity. That's item C, the Board of Trustees of Triggs Charity Trust. D, Melbourne Mobile Warden Scheme. E, Melbourne and Mildred Luncheon Club. F, MAID. The details of all of these were in your packs, so I'm assuming there's no questions on those. If that's okay with everybody, I will move on. We now arrive at PC 01220, public participation. Do we have anybody in the waiting room at the moment, Madam Clerk?
No.
Okay, as there are no questions and nothing's been raised in writing in advance, I do believe, Madam Clerk, there was one email received, but it was just a comment and it wasn't actually a question or anything. Is that correct?
Yeah, there were comments received on PC 01820 and I've circulated those.
Okay, and everybody's had a chance to read that email. Okay, as there's nothing else, we will move on. I take it County Councillor Van der Ven is not on board yet. No? Okay, we'll move on to PC 01320 governance. Now this is, let's just go down the list here. Right. This is just to note the Melbourne Parish Council meetings schedule for the next year. And if you could all diarise accordingly for the committees that you're on. Okay, so that's just to be noted. Thank you.
Chair and Assistant Clerk, if this is going to be published, can we just correct the very minor typo that says that last week's maintenance committee was on a Thursday because it was on the Monday, wasn't it?
Yeah, quite right. Sorry, this was done before that.
Right. Monday, yeah. It's just very minor, but obviously if it's going to be published, it's always nice to be right.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Cowley. Okay. So if we could move on to the next item. Where are we? Right, this item B, to note decisions taken by email during COVID-19 period of restrictions to physical meetings. Now, the actual document was 33 pages long, so I've not printed it off. We've all read through it, I believe, and all of the decisions that were taken were voted through accordingly. A number of councillors, etc., were all identified. But we're just noting this for the minutes because there's been quite a few decisions have actually been made prior to tonight that obviously couldn't be made physically, so they had to be made online. So I don't think there'll be any questions on that. They were all passed and everything was clear. So I think we need to move on. District Councillor Hales, you've asked for... Oh, okay. Sorry, I understand.
It was just to let Susie in.
Yes, okay. If we just finish that item and then we can move on to County Council. So unless there's any questions on the COVID-19 restrictions, we will move on to the received reports from the district and county councillors for Melbourne. So welcome to County Councillor Susan Van der Ven and District Councillor Philippa Hart and District Councillor Joyce Howes. So if I can pass over to our county councillor for the reports, please. Thank you very much. You timed that very well, Susan. Thank you. Susan, you're on mute.
Right. I'm trying to make my report show up, but I'll just do it from memory. Some of the items are for Jose and Philippa to report on, so I'll just do the county ones. I've noted just for the record that the county council has the local public health authority role responsibility for managing test and trace in schools, care homes, workplaces, local settings. And it's very early days, and we don't really know what that's going to look like yet fully, but there's a lot of work going on. I have put in something about recycling centers, which basically, I'm sure you've all seen the queues at Triplo or experienced them. That advice on what's accessible keeps changing, so please check. Oops. The items that I wanted to let you know about most urgently are back to the A10 and the Greater Cambridge Partnership is meeting at the end of this month on the 25th to decide two projects that will have an impact on Melbourne. One is the Foxton Travel Hub, for which the Southern Option gigantic car park is being proposed with a lot of other features. And then the other item on the agenda is the Melbourne Greenway. And the recommendation from the officers is to go forward with that project. And it includes funding for the cycle path from Melbourne to Royston. And it includes a significant funding for sort of detailed scoping of the bridge over the A505, which is sort of amazing, actually, to have reached that step, if all goes well next week. It also has implications for Melbourne, for the village itself, hopefully improvements, and these will be of interest to the Melbourne Futures Working Group, because I think they've looked at things like traffic speeds, junction safety, and things like that. So it's basically to create a safer environment. And there's an item on the Community Rail Partnership, which is completely out of vogue now, because we're being told to stay away from public transport. But nevertheless, this is a very detailed piece of work. It's an audit of the three stations, but with an encouragement to think strategically about funding these improvements. So while a lot of money is being proposed for the Foxton Travel Hub, there are a lot of little things that would make access to our stations greatly improved. And that's the thrust behind that document. And while it will take time to get back to to the use of public transport, I suppose it will happen at some point. I can't see the report in front of me, so if I hand over to Jose and Philippa for the other bits, would that be okay?
That's absolutely fine. Before you do that, have you got any questions for our county councillor based on the report that they've read? They'd like to ask them. Councillor Travers?
I know, Susan, that you said that there's only early information on the test and trace involvement of the local authorities. I mean, do you have any picture at all of how that fits with the much vaunted national test and trace scheme? Is it different or is it part of the same thing?
It is designed to zero in on local settings, and to, meaning the clusters that you have at workplaces and care homes and schools. But no, in particular for schools, I couldn't tell you what it looks like because I haven't been able to find out, although I have really asked. I think there is a lot more foundation of work with care homes because of the nature of the vulnerability of care homes that has been dealt with for the last 3 months, but schools have been shut. And there's so much practical work going on. Joseph and I were just at the governor's meeting for MVC. I mean, the challenges of space alone to accommodate the bubbles that they need, and then to overlay the test and trace system on that, we don't have a picture of it at all. But the cynic might say that the local authority will be set up to fail, because you know the responsibility was handed over very, very suddenly. There's a large wad of money that comes with it, but money doesn't necessarily create a system with people to run the system. And it's the tracing. I think you know that has to hold together. So we are simply trying to send out the basic message of what it is, because I don't think it's gone terribly well from what I've read in the first week. Maybe others have a different view.
We had a briefing to South Cambridgeshire, the district council members from our lead environmental health officer, and it's sort of falling within the environmental health department, who I have to say are doing a fabulous job do they have any choice? I was going to say agreeing to step up into this role, but I think that what the message that we were getting was that they're relying on somehow joining up with and accessing local knowledge. I didn't really get much of a feel of what that meant and what that looked like, but maybe that will evolve. And obviously it makes sense if we're going to have local lockdowns to local knowledge. I haven't heard anything else in connection with it, but it is quite hard to keep up with the information. I think what was put in the report holds true, but I think it's still at a very early stage about the practicalities of it.
Thank you.
Okay. Are there any other questions for our county councillor before we move to our district councillors for their part of the report? Okay. If I could move on to district councillor Hart and Hales for your part of the report, if you've anything to add.
Only that there's an update, which is that I think all green bins district wide were collected last month. So they are now, that does not necessarily mean that if the waste service was hit with a lot of sickness absences, then that they would be able to continue with that record. But I think they're definitely hoping that they can. I've just quickly looked through our report. I don't think there was anything I wanted to add. So I don't know if Jose wants to say anything. As soon as we're done, though, I'm sorry, I didn't make. Well, I've let the clerk know, but I'm going to disappear off to Wadden Parish Council, if that's all right.
Yeah, I understand. I think County Councillor is going as well, isn't she?
Oh yeah, I'd imagine. Yeah.
Just quickly, Councillor House, District Councillor House.
No, I've got nothing to add either. Thanks.
Okay. Are there any questions for our two district councillors before they depart? Okay. Right. Well, thank you very much, all three of you, if you're off to other meetings. Thank you very much for attending tonight. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
Be safe. Thank you. Right. Moving on now to finance matters, PC 01520. to receive and consider the year-end finance report and approval of the ring fence reserves. Now, you've all had copies of these. No questions have been asked. So it's a very comprehensive report, as usual, from our RFO. I think everything is identified and annotated in the report, and specifically about where the reserves are, the general reserves and specific reserves. So if there are no questions, could I have a proposal to accept these, please? Councillor Cowley, can I have a seconder? Councillor Hart, all those in favour? I think we're looking unanimous, Madam Clerk.
Yes, thank you.
Hello. Thank you very much, and thank you again to our RFO for a very comprehensive report.
And that's to accept the report and approve the ring fence reserves.
Sorry, I should have said that. I do apologise, Madam Clerk. To accept the report and the ring fence reserves.
Yeah. Sorry. Thank you.
Thank you. Moving on to receive and consider item B, to receive and consider the approvals list for March, April and May. There's four lists here which are in your packs. Obviously, as again, you will all know that these have all been approved by the clerk or assistant clerk and myself, and also the RFO. Sorry, not myself, but the clerk and the RFO before being submitted to authorised signatories. But obviously, we need to retrospectively approve these. So if I could go to the first item, which is the report, where are we, of March 2020 expenditure transactions approval list for the start of the year, 1st of April 1919. If I could have 2019, not 1919. If I could have a proposal for that one, please. That's Councillor Paul Murray, seconded. Councillor Hart, all those in favour? Okay, that's unanimous.
Thank you.
That is moving on to, we have April 2020 expenditure transactions, items relating to financial year 2019-20. Can I have a proposal for that one, please? Councillor Travis, seconded. Councillor Cowley, all those in favour? Again, I see that as unanimous. Thank you. Sorry about the detail of this, but we have to be precise because these are, you know, it's all being done outside of main meetings. The next one is April 2020 expenditure transaction payments approval list number 2, start of the year, 1st of April 2020, items relating to the financial year 2021. Could I have a proposal for that one, please? That's Councillor Cowley again, and seconded. Councillor Buxton, all those in favour? Again, carried unanimous, thank you. And the final one, the expenditure transactions approval list, 29th of May 2020, for the start of the year, 1st of April 2020. And can I have a proposal, please? That's Councillor Paul Murray, seconded. Councillor Cowley, all those in favour? And again, that's unanimous. So all four of those items have been carried forward and agreed, and retrospective. Now, to receive and consider the financial report for May 20, financial budget comparison for May 2020. So on the basis there's been no questions raised on this one, can I have a resolution to receive the financial report for May, please? Can I have someone to propose that? That's Councillor Paul Murray. Seconded, Councillor Barnes, all those in favour? And again, we have a unanimous there, Madam Clerk.
Thank you.
That's that item. I was slowing it down a little bit, sorry. You're okay for speed still, Madam Clerk?
Yeah, fine, thank you.
All right, now we come on to item PC01620, the Annual Governance and Accountability Return. Now, this is an audit requirement to consider the annual governance statements, items 1-9 in turn, prior to approving that the parish chair and the parish clerk sign the declarations thereafter. Now, I propose to read these items out one at a time, and then after each item, go for a proposer and a seconder. Now, the governance statement is item number one. We have put in place arrangements for effective financial management during the year and for the preparation of the accounting statements. And as you'll see, the evidence and box ticking has been completed alongside. All highlighted boxes have been completed. Right, so we need to, let's just go through. Sorry, I'm just turning a couple of pages here. Can I have a proposer for item one, please? That's Councillor Paul Murray. Can I have a seconder? Councillor Travis. All those in favour? That's carried unanimous. So that is ticking box number one.
Yeah.
Item number two, we maintained an adequate system of internal control, including measures designed to prevent and detect fraud and corruption and review its effectiveness. Can I have a proposal for that one? Councillor Wilson, seconded Councillor Baker. All those in favour? And again, I believe that was, did I see your hand up, Councillor Buxton?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, you just went out of shock a little bit. Okay, thank you, that's unanimous again.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item three, we took all reasonable steps to assure ourselves that there were no matters of actual or potential non-compliance with laws, regulations, and proper practices that could have a significant financial effect on the ability of this authority to conduct its business or manage its finances. Could I have a proposal to accept that one, please? Councillor Hart, seconded Councillor Cowley. All those in favour? And again, we have unanimous.
Thank you.
Number three passed. Number four, we provided proper opportunity during the year for the exercise of electors' rights in accordance with the requirements of the accounts and audit regulations. Could I have a proposal, please? Councillor Barnes, can I have a seconder? Councillor Baker, all those in favour? And again, carried unanimous, thank you. Item number five, we carried out an assessment of the risks facing this authority and took appropriate steps to manage those risks, including the introduction of internal controls and or external insurance cover where required. Can I have a proposal for that one, please? Councillor Cowley, seconded Councillor Travis. All those in favour? And again, I see you unanimous. Thank you. Item number six. We maintained throughout the year an adequate and effective system of internal audit of the accounting records and control systems. Can I have a proposal for that one, please? Councillor Barnes, seconded Councillor Hart. All those in favour? And I see that's carried unanimous.
Thank you.
Item seven, we took appropriate action on all matters raised in reports from internal and external audit, last year's audit. And I have a proposal for that one. Councillor Murray, seconded Councillor Baker. All those in favour? And again, I see unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you.
Number eight, we considered whether any litigation, liabilities or commitments, events or transactions occurring either during or after the year end have a financial impact on this authority and, where appropriate, have included them in the accounting statements. Can I have a proposal for that one, please? Councillor Cowley, seconded Councillor Hart. All those in favour? And I see carried unanimous. Thank you, everybody. Item nine on this is not applicable to us, so we tick the non-applicable box. So for our report, we are complete. Thank you very much, everybody, for your patience while going through that one. That was very kind of your invitations. So that's to consider, where are we? That's consider PCO 1620. Are we all okay there, Madam Clerk?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right, now we have...
Sorry,
Madam Clerk.
Sorry, I was just going to say the statements are to be signed by Chair and Clerk. So can I write the resolution such that in the absence of the clerk, the assistant clerk can sign. I'd just like it recorded.
I think that, yes, I personally would say yes. I think if we need to propose it and second that one?
Please.
I propose that's acceptable.
Okay, Councillor Ferris proposes, Councillor Hart seconds. All those in favour?
Yeah.
Okay, so in the clerk's absence, then the assistant clerk and the chair of the parish. Okay, so that was item PCO, PCO 1720. We just need to, the annual governance and accountability return to consider signing the accounting statements. So we have done that, so that is okay. That's PCO 1720. Is that okay, Madam Clerk?
No, the accounting statement
is
part of the document and the requires a resolution to sign.
Right, so we now need to consider signing the accounting statements, don't we?
Yes, that's for the chair to sign.
Yes.
Okay. The RFO has already signed that, the chair's to sign it.
Yes, I'm happy to sign that. Do we need a proposer for that one?
Yes, please.
Yes, can I have a proposer that the chair can sign that in line in conjunction with the RFO? That's Councillor Kilmurray, seconded. Councillor Cowley, all those in favour? I can't really vote on myself, can I? Can I vote on that, Madam Clerk?
Thank you, yeah, thank you.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you very much. And again, I would like to thank our RFO for putting some sterling work in to prepare all of these documents and get us where we are, which is in a very good shape. Thank you very much, RFO. Right. Moving on to item PCO 1820, the Melbourne Community Hub, to consider a quote for protective screening and preparation, for reopening to the public, which could be imminent. Now, what I would like to do here, you'll have all received in your packs a document prepared by Councillor Travis on behalf of the Hub in his capacity as Chair of the Melbourne Community Hub. And there are two quotes attached to this. Before I ask for a vote on whether we should go for this, I would like to put the floor open to any questions for Councillor Travers or Councillor Kilmurray. Councillor Kilmurray, sorry, I will ask you now. Yes?
Just to formalise, I wish to declare an interest in this because I was slightly late to the meeting, so I missed that section, although I do have the dispensation that was offered.
Okay, that's noted, and you were given dispensation prior to you joining the meeting.
So I just wanted to formalise that.
Okay, thank you very much, Councillor Kilmurray. So if anybody has any questions on this particular subject before we go forward to the vote, both Councillor Travis and Councillor Kilmurray are here to answer any of your questions, if there are any. Councillor Hart.
You're on mute, Councillor
Hart. You're on mute.
I'm so good at following the rules, you see. Keep myself on mute. I just really referring to the email that was sent round from a member of the public. I mean, I know nothing about how much Perspex screens cost, and it was pleasing to see that there were two different quotes and one was considerably less than the other. And then I'm just noting really that we had a comment from a member of the public that suggested that even that was perhaps more than it could be. So I don't know the answer, but I think it's important that in the in terms of transparency, that we at least raise that and get some feedback from you know people who probably know a lot more than I do about costings.
Councillor Travis, would you like to pick up on that point, or?
Yes, Councillor Cowley had a supplementary question, maybe.
Yes. Sort of in line with that, really. Could either Councillor Travis or Councillor Kilmurray briefly describe what the screens will look like and where they're going to go? Because I can't make it out from the documentation we've been sent, and then that might feed into our discussions about how much it costs.
Yeah, I mean, if you cast your minds back two or three meetings to the days when we had meetings, you'll remember that approval was given for some S106 monies to be used to upgrade the hub kitchen. So the kitchen has been altered somewhat, made slightly bigger. The counter has been reconstructed. And as we speak, a new countertop is being fabricated. one of the difficulties with this new counter's shape and size is fixing screens to it. I mean, I hope anyway that people accept that screens are going to be necessary. I mean, screens seem to be obliged in all settings, at all retail settings. So I don't think that the hospitality industry is going to be any different. The problem we have is constructing screens which don't require us to drill holes in a brand new countertop, or indeed holes into our outro floor, the floor of the hub, in order to erect the screens and make them safe. And so the screens we are obliged to specify are screens which are floor standing, and they sit in a sort of set of segmented pieces around the front of the counter and do their job like that. So, I mean, I think it's the price and the options are limited by the constraints that we have put on us by the way that the counter and the new kitchen is constructed. I think to answer the sort of general comment as to the cost of these things, Perspex and the materials which are now in demand for doing this are skyrocketing in price because everybody wants them. So the comment made in the email by one of the residents about the price of things and that Wix had materials of this sort, this is a very loose statement. Wix might have clear plastic sheets, but it's certainly not suitable for this kind of job. In order to do it professionally and give confidence to both the staff and the visitors, we feel we need to do it properly. This is going to be in place now for perhaps, I don't know, 4 months, 6 months, whoever knows, you know, and it needs to be something that doesn't fall apart.
Okay, Councillor Cowley?
So were considerations made about freestanding screens that would sit on top of the counter? I'm currently looking at a website which are offering COVID-19 protection screens, and 1,000 tall by 750 wide plastic screen with a small opening in the bottom for passing things back and forth is £63. So, you know, even 10 of those would be more than enough, and that would only be £600. So I'm sort of putting forward the interests of the member of the public who commented earlier that it does seem an awful lot of money for some clear plastic screens.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a fair comment, except that the counter is part of the working surface of preparing food, setting out trays of cups and saucers of coffee and cake and so forth. It's also used for display. There just isn't room to do that. It has to be separated from the countertop in order to give us the space we need to do the job. So yes, it's not cheap, but it's robust. It's going to be long lasting. And as I noted in the briefing paper, it's not completely wasted because it's a demountable floor standing screen, and we'll be able to use it in the future for merchandising and displays and, you know, whatever. So it's going to be potentially useful in the future, even hopefully after the COVID crisis is finished.
Okay, thank you, Councillor. Councillor Kiel Murray?
Just to comment on the, in addition to the space issues of counter standing, we would have to fix the base of it. As has already been mentioned, we don't want to be drilling into the brand new countertop. That will then leave us problems further down the line.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor Gilmore. Does anybody else have any other questions before we go to the vote on this? Okay, is anybody satisfied they've read through the paperwork and everything that Councillor Travis has put together? Thank you. I will, Madam Clark, Assistant Clark.
Sorry, Chair, I was going to say I'm struggling to hear you.
Oh, sorry, I moved away a bit. Sorry, is that a bit better?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Sorry, Madam Clark. Councillor Travis.
Sorry, just one additional comment. I mean, the two quotes are different prices because the materials of construction are different, and they're both adequate, but one of them is made of a material which is thicker and stronger, but we can do with something cheaper.
Right, I think if there are no further questions, then we have two quotes here. One from SS Graphics Limited, which is £2,380 plus VAT. The VAT is refundable. And one from DG Exhibitions Worldwide, which is £3,327.94 plus VAT, again, which is recoverable. So the proposal is, do we wish to, I think we do two proposals here and see where we go. Does anybody want to vote to accept the DG Exhibitions Worldwide quote for £3,327.94 plus VAT? Does anybody wish to accept that one? Okay, I think I take that as a no, as there was no one at all putting their hand up. With regard to the second quote, SS Graphics Limited, a quote of £2,380 plus VAT with a lead time of 1 to 2 weeks. Can I have a proposer for that? Thank you. That's Councillor Hart. Can I have a seconder, please, for that? That's Councillor Barnes. All those in favour? And I see that as a majority.
Sorry, can I just record the vote, please?
Sorry, was it nil on the first one?
Yeah, no, I'm just recording this vote.
Okay, so it was Councillor Hart and Councillor Barnes were proposing and seconding, and those in favour were Councillor Clark, Councillor Barnes, Councillor Hart, Councillor Wilson, Councillor Baker, and Councillor Buxton, Councillor Kent, and do we have any against?
Thank you.
One against, Councillor Cowley. So the motion is carried to go ahead with SS Graphics Limited, £2,380 plus VAT. We will, I understand, having had a discussion with our RFO, that there is project monies available for the hub at the moment, and that is where we will take this money from initially. There is already money there for other projects, but we will use that particular allocation out of that budget amount. Thank you very much indeed, everybody. Right, we can move on now to PC 01920, and this is just to note, we've had a comprehensive report come in from the head of the MCCR COVID response group. Our time bank manager, as you all know, Kath, has actually provided a very comprehensive report in conjunction with District Councillor Hales, who works very closely alongside her. A lot of notes at the back, a lot of thank yous and various other things that have gone on to say that it is actually a worthwhile project, and hopefully we'd like to think that this group is saving lives. If anybody has any questions on this report, if they could please, I'm happy to hear them now, if they would pass them through to our assistant clerk, and she will forward them on for a response from the team of Kath and Joe Stams. Does anybody have any questions for this group? Okay, well, I'd just like to say a big thank you for what they're doing. And I mean, it's an amazing job, the amount of work and effort, the amount of hours that these guys are putting in. Thank you very much for that. Right, moving on now to policies and terms of reference. Just to note, to receive an update on the policy review schedule. Now, everybody will be copied in on this, and you can see the green, amber, and red. What I would encourage the committees to do is, as you have your first committee meetings and starting your meeting cycles, if you could look down the list and see if there are any procedures that need reviewing within your groups, and if you could start adding these to your agendas to make sure that we can get them all back up to date where we should be. Obviously, a few things have obviously slipped a little bit because for obvious reasons. I think we all know that. We're in a pretty strong position looking at these, but there are some that do need some attention, even if it's just a review and an update with a date to say no change. So could I encourage people to please, on their committees, to actually start putting these things down, and we can get them updated and pass the information to our assistant clerk. Thank you. Right, moving on to the note, the terms of reference for MCCR. They've already been provided. I don't think there's any questions on that. It's just a note. To note the terms of reference for MAID Joint Committee, Again, they were in the pack and have been noted. I don't think there's anything there. And what I would like to do now is stop talking and pass over to the chair of the HR panel to speak for a while. So if I pass the matters over to Councillor Hart to receive and consider terms of reference, obviously, which I think has already been done, but we can pass those through. Can I pass over to Councillor Hart?
Thank you, Chair. Yes, just to confirm that the updated HR panel terms of reference were formally accepted at the February 2020 meeting to reflect the reporting lines of the RFO, how that had changed, and also to bring in to line with some of our other policies on specifically on, I think it was working, where are we? Safety, accessibility and wellbeing. One of our most recent risk assessments, I'd like to thank Councillor Travis again for putting together the risk assessment for the wardens. Some of you will be aware that one of our wardens was shielding for the first 12 weeks of the current safety measures. And one of the things we needed to consider was how the wardens would work together. So we got that completed, ready in time for the wardens to be working together from this Monday. We have another HR panel meeting this Wednesday. We are, our terms of reference say that we can have 5 members of the panel. We have, hoping we'll still have 4 on Wednesday. I'm hoping that the existing members of the panel will still stand. And that's when then we will re-elect our chair and our vice chair. But just wondering, I've noticed from the renewed schedule, I think some of those policies we have in fact completed, the ones that were in red there, but we'll do that as part of our audit on Wednesday. But if anybody else did want to join the HR panel, I'd say we can have up to 5. Our meetings tend to be, it's a mixture really, but we're meeting about 6 o'clock in the evening at the moment. We're a very flexible group, very friendly. So if anybody does want to find out more about the work of the HR panel, please feel free to get in touch. Any questions on the work of the HR panel?
Okay, that's good. Any further updates or anything like that? Councillor Hart, nothing else to report on that you're happy?
Sorry, Chair?
Nothing else to report on, Councillor Hart?
Not at the moment, no. I just look forward to seeing you on Wednesday.
I will see you there. Thank you. Right, to move on now to PC 022/20 to consider and agree resumption of the regular street inspections. For Councillor Baker, you won't have been involved in these before, but you will have received a pack of streets, and all the details of what we're expecting of councillors is attached at the back. It's a basically observation thing. It's things that where the council will be involved. We're not talking highways here, unless you see like a sinkhole or something which needs to be reported back to the clerk as soon as possible. But these are things that we get involved with. It's overhanging bushes, overhanging trees, etc. But if I could encourage all of our councillors, unless they have any issues with the roads that have been allocated to them, if we could ask if these could, your observations and reports back could all be completed by the end of July. So it gives us 6 weeks to actually do the follow-ups and checking through. Councillor Cowley, you have your hand up.
Could we have a reminder of which streets we've been allocated and the sort of things that we are to be looking for, please?
That's in your pack. You should have.
Oh, is it? I couldn't see it.
Where is it?
we all received a copy of it with all of the addresses and everything on there.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I've logged that in my webmail.
And also the details and notes to councillors and what you're expected to do is all in the back. Can you all confirm you've got a copy of that? Yep, Councillor Baker's got one. Can you hands up if you've got a copy? Councillor Hart, yeah. Everybody.
Ah, right, sorry, I was looking at the updated one. It didn't have okay. The... yeah.
No, so that's fine. So if I could ask, was that all?
Sorry, could I just...
Right, Madam Clerk. Yes, Madam Clerk.
Well, we would like... The office would like reports of anything, so even if it is a highways matter, because can refer it on then. We had in the past, a couple of years ago, said that we would really only like things that we deal with, but it's much better if we just report everything, otherwise things...
Okay, I understand, Madam Clerk. Okay, thank you for that. Sinkholes included, but anything else you see that might be a danger, so if you could please report. Councillor Barnes?
Were we allocated streets that we don't live on? Was that the idea initially? Because since then I've moved onto the street that I was allocated. It doesn't bother me, but I don't know whether we can report on our own overhanging hedges. Do you know what I mean?
Well, if you could cut it back yourself, it will save you reporting it. I don't know, actually, Madam Clerk. Was there any specific?
I've tried to allocate roads in kind of fairly close proximity, and I probably have tended to allocate people areas that they're familiar with.
Well, I'm happy to carry on doing what I was doing before. I just kind of noting that I where I didn't used to live on.
Unless anyone's got any problems. Councillor Travis.
Really, just to comment, since this all comes back, or a lot of it comes back to the maintenance committee, it's extremely helpful if councillors can take pictures of things which are wrong on their mobile phones. I think it probably says that in the instructions, but a picture says 1,000 words, so pictures are good.
Yeah, okay, that's duly noted. I think that makes a lot of sense. Yes, that's what we were doing last year anyway. Any other questions for this? If anybody has got any problems with any of the roads, please just let Madam Clerk, and we can swap some roads around if need be, but hopefully it should all be okay. Anybody got any further questions on that subject? Councillor Barnes?
And are we doing it? Are we doing it starting now sort of thing?
Yeah, you can do it anytime you want, but if we could try and complete it by the end of July, that will give us time to sort of mid-year and probably have another little look at the end of the year. We try to do it twice a year, I think. Is that right, Madam Clerk?
Yes, please.
Okay, if there's no other questions on that, it just leaves me to say PC02320 to note the date of the next meeting, which will be the 27th of July. I assume if we're not in a physical situation, it will be a Zoom meeting in the evening at 7:30. And thank you all for a meeting that lasted just over an hour and a half. Thank you all for your patience. Hopefully I didn't miss anybody with hands up. Councillor Murray pointed out a couple I noticed when I wasn't picking up the right order, but thank you all for your patience. All be very safe out there and look forward to speaking to you all soon. Thank you very much, everybody, and good night. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.